Welcome to your daily devotional. April 27th, bringing the ark into the temple. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 in verse 7. And then the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the temple, to the most holy place under the wings of the cherubim. The ark of the covenant was the place where the localized presence of God on earth dwelt, from the days of Moses until the days of Solomon, and beyond that time. It had its special place inside the inner sanctuary of the temple, because it was the most important furnishing in the temple. Without it, the proper worship of God would neither be complete nor effective with regard to the blood atonement for sins. On a few occasions, the New Testament speaks of the body as the temple of God. So being on good ground in this regard, yet acknowledging the analogy may be imperfect in certain ways, let us draw some applications from our truth. The first and foundational application is that the temple of our body must have the ark of the new covenant inside, in order that we might have forgiveness of sins and peace with God. In the Old Testament worship, it would be unthinkable and sacrilegious to have anything else in the same room as the ark where the presence of God dwelt. There was no junk in the corner of the room, nor would the ark ever be covered by a sheet or be anywhere but in the most prominent spot in the most holy place. In order to have revival, the temple must be purged of any pollution of sin. We must allow the blood of Christ to cleanse the rooms of our heart, whether it be spiritual idolatry or covetous and worldly idolatry. There is little or no difference between the two when you really think about it. What agreement has a temple of God with idols? Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God and you are not your own? Should the God who paid for your redemption by his blood have to live in squalor in his own house? We close with an appeal to the God-given conscience. Let us confess our sins to the Lord today with broken and contrite hearts, and in doing so, set his ark in the most prominent place of our temples, in our hearts, minds, and actions going forward. Now, if you're listening to this on audio, I certainly encourage you to also take a read of it in. The reason for that is we have, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 scriptures that have been cross-referenced throughout this three-minute devotional teaching. So if you want to go a little more in-depth and make this a little study, a little 10-minute study for yourself, I encourage you to take a read of all of those related scriptures today. God bless you, and thanks for listening.